This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In medicine, summertime means junior doctors all take a giant step forward. Students become interns become residents, and residents become practicing doctors. It's sobering to think that most of these young doctors will graduate or move on with student loans in excess of $200,000, the cost of a house. Further, they've given up a large part of their youth to study and devote their lives to medicine. On average, they spend 8 years in formal training, and that's after college. When they finally finish their residency program, they're in their early 30s. While their friends have been saving, vacationing, and starting families, medical students have been witnessing pain, death, and illness, things that few 30-year-olds outside of healthcare experience. This is all a lead up to the question of physician payment. I should state up front that I have a conflict of interest discussing this topic, given that I'm a doctor. We all depend on our doctors to be up to date, skilled, motivated, and experienced. Right now, Congress is bickering about physician reimbursement for Medicare. But the bigger question remains, what is a fair salary for a doctor, and does it matter what their specialty is? The problem here is that even doctors don't agree. Primary care doctors and those who make their living only talking and thinking, for example, pediatricians, family physicians, internists, and psychiatrists, feel underpaid. And they are, relative to their colleagues who are trained to perform a procedure, surgery, passing a scope, removing a piece of tissue, and the like. It's not uncommon for surgeons to make 3 to 5 times more than a family doctor, with both specialties working the same number of hours each week. U.S. doctors are the highest paid in the world, but they also pay the most for their education. Some economists argue that doctors should be paid more if their patients do well. Thus, surgeons whose patients live longer or the family doctor whose diabetic patients have well-controlled blood sugars would be paid more than those whose outcomes are poorer. But this is a dangerous proposition. It will lead to what we call skimming and dumping. The incentive is to skim off the healthiest people and those who are most likely to follow medical advice and dump those people who can't afford their medicines, have multiple chronic conditions, or just fail to follow medical advice. Next week, I'll talk about doctors' salaries. But first, how much do you think doctors should earn? If the average worker in the U.S. makes X amount of money, should doctors make 2 times X, 5 times X, 10 times X? Let me know your opinion at kcrw.org/second opinion. Until next week, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.